And now, pathos, violence, and the triumph of the human spirit over greed, excess, and mayhem in a series of little stories connected like beautiful pearls on a string, or maybe just pearls that radiate sardonic humor instead of outright beauty. Anyway, these diminutive tales are told with five syllables and then seven and then another five, and they're otherwise known as Super Bowl haiku. We've been presenting them for the last 24 seasons. So sit back, relax, grab a tub of popcorn and a box of tissues and revel in the wonder and the majesty of Super Bowl Haiku XXIV.
Haikus fly about like a spiral lofted high. Oh joy, let us shout!
Super Bowl Haiku makes my head hurt, my ears ring. Without concussion.
No haiku ideas. There once was a man named Tom. Have a limerick.
Cheering, cheering, cheer. Super Bowl is almost here. Everybody cheer.
Eagle as symbol. Nothing more patriotic except patriot.
Philly, New England. Revolutionary Bowl.
Yeah, sort of. I guess.
$5,000? One seat in Minnesota? How much are nachos?
All of Asgard aches. Vikings must be gracious hosts. Thor pounds his hammer.
Philly fans are whack. No Airbnbs for them.
Double lock your doors.
A fan punched a horse?
He asked her that. She said, sure. They climb greased poles, too.
The horse climbed the pole?
No, she said. Some guys did that. The horse laughed at them.
Philadelphia. If Franklin was the owner, they'd be the turkeys.
Lone bird swoops earthward to see Super Bowl for free. Too bad it's indoors.
Brady's magic arm, clad in magic pajamas, at his magic side.
Stitches in his hand. Brady plays if they have to sew his head back on.
Patience rewarded. No glove. What wound did ever heal but by degrees?
Part predator bird, part mutt, as in underdog.
Eagles, soaring, bite!
It's the only time of year we eat onion rings. I do not know why.
Hot chicken nuggets. Soda, fries, popcorn, nachos.
Wear elastic pants.
Super Bowl, hooray! Ski lift line super short. Yeah, more Super Bowls, please.
Confused Timberlake, in Land of the Timberwolves, sings at the wrong game.
My teenager says,
you cannot say how awful and keep on watching. Patriots haiku?
That's the 5-7-5 thing?
Hope they don't catch us cheating.
Amendola! Gronk! Brady! Brady and Brady.
I got nothing else.
Again.
Asteroid coming! It could hit the stadium!
That'll move the chains.
Minneapolis.
Icy wind has fans inside, hoping game won't end.
A flying mascot. Philly fans mispronouncing.
What is an eagle?
It is 2 minutes, yet it goes on forever.
Thus, we get warning.
Thought our lead was safe. Failed to cover my man. Cleveland, here I come.
The Pats win the game! Dad is jumping and yelling. Let's ask for iPhone.
A Patriot loss. An off-season with Giselle.
Brady always wins.
Thanks to this year's Hut Hut Haiku players, Erica Lanz, Kelvin Brooks, Amory Sievertson, George Hicks, Karen Miller-Medson, Hitesh Hathi, Clint Cavanaugh, Walter Dixon, and his giggly voiceover apprentice, Colin Dixon. Our annual Rookie of the Year award goes to Marquise Neal. Thanks also to all the listeners who sent in their haiku, which numbered about 300 this year. Visit onlyagame.org to see whose submissions made the cut.